Hello?
Hello?
That was weird. It added you in a different way.
Well, if I press, it depends on what, yeah, it did do weird.
Well, that's what happens when you start using a app that has only been out for like a day. They change it all the time because they're trying to make it better, so.
Oh, well, no biggie. We got it.
What are you clicking?
How are you? I'm turning up my volume because I can't hear you. Oh.
Good. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Do you wear headphones when we do this?
Nope.
Oh.
Do I need to?
No. I don't think so. I do.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, we haven't been here in 2 weeks.
I know. What happened last week? Oh, you had training.
I went to a training.
Yeah.
Feels like about 4 weeks ago.
It does. This is a long week.
Did you see my tweet or my Facebook post?
No.
Somebody posted, it was like, January has been a great year.
It's always a long month.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Every year I think that, like, finally January's over. So, because it's usually cold and cloudy and Christmas, you know, December goes by so fast. And then, like, January's back to the real world.
Yeah. Back to reality.
That's it. Good singer.
I am a great singer.
If I do say so myself.
Well, if I don't believe it, who will?
I will.
I keep eating chocolate Chex on my couch, and I keep getting so many crumbs here every day.
Sounds like you probably shouldn't need them there.
Yeah, I probably need it. I know I need to lay off them, but I just eat a couple.
Well, I thought you looked thin today. I didn't mention it, but I will now.
Thank you. I think it's working.
Yeah.
I think I've done 3 weeks now of eating probably 90, maybe 85% good.
Oh, probably more than that.
And my percentage before that was working out the same, but eating probably 70%.
50%.
Oh. 50?
It was Christmas.
No, I'm saying, like, not just December. I'm saying, like, my life before.
Well, you go through spurts where you're very strict. But overall, you're a pretty good eater.
I'm always eating better than 50%.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. That's like...
You do 5 days.
That's like 70. Days.
4 days out of seven. Yeah. Good. Good math. You are
Thanks.
Good math. So.
Well, how was your TV experience? Oh, do you have TV?
Oh, yes. Hooked it up this afternoon. Praise God.
Your cable got cut by the landscapers.
Yeah. Just snapped the wire in half. No cable last night, which, you know, I miss the internet more than the TV.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, Daddy was like a person that needed his cocaine. He was like crazy trying to hook up antennas, like, you know, he did succeed in hooking up one of the TVs to an antenna, so we got to watch the local channels.
Did you watch PBS?
Like the news. No. We watched Channel 5.
What is PBS? Has it always been
public,
like a random
public,
station?
No. Yeah. But it's Public Broadcasting System, which means it's kind of run by the government or funded by the government.
But so it's always been like random shows on there?
Yes, like Antique Roadshow, Big Bird, Mr. Rogers, You never watched it that much. Jake used to love Channel 13.
Channel 13.
Love Mr. Rogers. Pee Wee Herman used to be on that too, I think. Yeah, so.
Anyway.
We got it back. 4 o'clock.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So, did you watch Vanderpump?
I did. So, are we talking about just one episode or we can recap two?
Oh, we can recap two.
Okay.
Unless it's The Bachelor.
Okay. I am confused about the conflicts between Billy and the girls. Thought they were all friends. It's like kind of a manufactured fight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that they made it very clear that it is not about her being trans for like the 20th time.
But I think she was trying to make it that.
Yeah.
She was trying to put that out there, and it's like, okay, I mean, I think somebody even said you can play your tranny card, or, you know, you can't play your tranny card, 'cause, I don't know, something like that.
Well, but, did you hear the comment that she said that Katie can stop eating, but she can't stop being trans? I was like, shit, man.
Well, and I have my quote from the episode from last week was Billy saying that Kristen's aura smelled like dog shit.
Wow. I didn't hear that.
That was last week. But anyway.
Wow.
I also, it's been too long since I saw it. I have a note that says the hamburger kiss. Gross.
Oh! Did you,
what is that?
Oh! Stassi and her boyfriend were at the party, and she took a bite of the burger and spit it into his mouth.
It's coming back to me.
I thought I was gonna throw up. I rewound it and watched it again.
They are disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would ever do that.
They're just gross. I can't even fathom it.
Yeah, that's disgusting. My favorite quote from the last episode was when Ariana was mad at Tom Sandoval. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She goes, "You're annoying. Your hat is annoying." Because he was wearing that hat, that trendy hat.
Yep. She just he's just so he's like a nice, delicate person. What's he doing with her? Like, he needs to be with somebody like Brittany.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sweet, kind of young, kind of not young, but like country girl, like,
she naive. Needs some guidance.
Yes. What's he doing? Ariana is such a bull.
That's probably why he likes her. He needs some
with cajone. Kristen. He was with Kristen for 5 years before that. So,
well, yeah. I think Kristen bossed him around too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's his type, I guess. Yeah,
he likes to be bossed around.
But did you see the bar finally?
Yes, it was gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very big unless there's like a lot of room in the back. It's like really narrow.
No,
like,
it's like a
back room.
What are those houses where you can shoot through?
Like
it?
A shotgun house.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's why it's called that. You can stand at the front door and shoot clear through.
Yeah.
So it's a shotgun space?
Yeah.
Cool.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Sarita, is it outdoors though? It looked like it was like open.
Probably. I mean, it's in LA. Everything's outdoors.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was really awesome. The part that they didn't show a lot, but thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Good job, Lisa Vanderpump's decorator, the one that wouldn't let the Toms in.
Yeah. That's pretty harsh. But it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Any other things happen?
No. I'm looking on my notes, but.
Oh, I have a sidebar.
Okay.
I follow Sheena on Instagram.
That's who I was going to talk about. Yeah.
What about her?
I just can't stand her.
Oh. Ed. On Instagram, she got her hairline microbladed. So, like, you know how you get your eyebrows done?
So you're adding to it?
Yeah. So, like, on one side of her head, like, you know, like, where if you have, like, a cowlick and it, like, goes back or, like, it's, you know, it's not straight across on one part of her head.
Yeah.
She made it be straight.
God, she's a junkie for,
Yeah. Yeah.
Any kind of plastic surgery, modification, whatever. How does it look?
I couldn't tell because she had like all these filters blurred on there.
Huh.
But.
I can't stand her. I mean, whatever. Well. She's with that guy who's like a non-person. I don't know. Anyway.
She doesn't affect me.
No.
So I watched The Bachelor for the sake of the podcast. Yay!
Okay, talk about it.
Colton has got to be the most boring person that's ever been on TV. I don't even think I've heard him say a sentence.
No, and he's like a 3-year-old in a man's body.
Yeah.
I mean, his little head and face.
Well, and like, I was thinking back when I was watching it. So I watched it last night. Like, when they have all the confessional, like, they used to have all, on a regular season, they have so many confessionals of saying, I can really see myself with her, and I love her. They don't even interview him. He has nothing to say.
You are so right.
They only showed him talking to the camera face-to-face at the very beginning.
I wonder why.
Because he has nothing to say. I was like, what the heck?
So, that is so true.
I know. He's just there.
He's empty.
Yeah, he's there. But
he sure does kiss and roll around a lot for Mr. Virgin.
That's what happens when you're a virgin.
You just oversexed in every other area?
No, you want to be... Have you ever been 16? That's what happens.
Not 40 years.
Well, think back to when you were a 16-year-old boy. That's what it's like.
Oh, yeah. I knew a few.
Yeah. And if you were a 16-year-old girl, you're like, Jesus. Calm it down a notch. That's exactly what he needs to do.
Keep your hamburger in your mouth.
Yeah, so I did feel bad for Miss America and her
drugging.
Her story. Her drugging.
Yeah, she got drugged.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I just heard that she was sexually assaulted. I didn't hear she was drugged.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was such a long, drawn-out thing.
Yeah, I was doing, like, 20 other things while it was playing.
She was at a party.
Yeah, I heard all that.
They were brought the drinks, and...
I thought she was just drunk.
There were drugs.
Oh, okay.
She got drugged. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I did appreciate her story. It seemed genuine, and like it wasn't too like I'm doing this for TV, even though she was on TV.
Except she's never told anybody before.
That's not what I heard.
Oh.
She said that when she tells people, they feel weird and don't know what to say.
Oh, okay. I thought I've never told anybody this before, but anyway.
No, yeah. She said, anytime I tell anybody in a relationship, they don't know what to say. And I was like, well...
And so he's sitting there too.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, well, what are you supposed to say? So, and then she made up with the other beauty queen who's not as pretty as her.
She's not. And her skin is terrible.
That's why she wasn't the runner up.
No. That's why she was lacking.
Yeah.
She does have a she's more girl next door looking, like it seemed like you would be comfortable with her.
Yeah, both sitting like,
she's
in
a welcoming. She's a welcoming kind of look, you know? Yeah.
Well, but I like the blogger. The one that said, where's Singapore?
Oh, she's the blonde with the big eyes.
She looks like Twiggy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think she's cute.
I think she matches him. She doesn't say
Yeah.
anything either.
Yeah. They just look at each other with
Yeah.
their little 3-year-old eyes
Yeah.
and, you know.
And then I have to say, Demi is my favorite villain we've ever had.
Ever?
Yeah. She was like, Courtney, if you want to go talk to him, go talk to him. And Courtney was like, I just feel like he'll come to me. And she goes, okay, I'm going to talk to him. And then that was the huge fight the whole show. And she called her the cancer of the house.
Love how, and I know you didn't watch it last week, but she kept calling all the other ones old
Oh,
and
yeah, I did see
cougars.
that. That cougar did go home too.
Yeah, she was. She's like a cougar with a bad attitude.
Yeah.
She
Well,
was foul. Like she had a scowl on her face all the time.
on Kid Craddock in the morning, Kelly Raspberry was talking about Demi, and she was like, she's kind of rude, but she's right. And so then I was like, man, now I have to watch it because I want to see if Demi's right. And I agree, Demi was right.
She's so annoying though. Like she jumps on his
Oh,
back
I know.
in the group date. It's like, who the heck does
And
that?
I know that you're way removed from high school, but I'm only a couple years removed from high school. But I have a list of people that she is like,
Oh yeah. We
you
all know
know.
people like that. It's been a while, but I still have a list.
But you know, like,
There's a list of grown women I know that are like that.
true.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the one that's always gonna, yeah,
Yeah.
so annoying.
And the guys can't see that it's
Yeah,
annoying.
that she's so stupid.
Yeah.
Well,
But she's my favorite villain besides what's her name who got kicked off of Bachelor in Paradise? Corinna?
yeah, what's her name?
Co
Colleen?
Corinne? Corinne.
Corinne.
Yeah, I did like her.
That's her too.
Corinne was dumb though. You can tell Demi's smart and mean.
So she went to
Eat him
Texas
up.
State. And I want her to be at the hometown so bad.
So we can see her
That
mom
would
in
be
prison.
priceless. Could see her, no, her mom is supposed to
Oh,
be
yeah.
getting out of prison. I think it would be all at the same time. They'd be in Texas. I just think it would be so
I mean,
fun
that'd
to
be good
watch.
press.
Yeah. So, anyway, but as far as The Bachelor goes, I don't think I have
I don't
anything
either.
else. How about the leeches when they were on that
Yeah, not
date?
interested. When I'm on the show, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
No,
Well, you might get sent home.
I'll be the villain. I'm not
You
doing
say, I'm
that.
not doing that.
Okay. Well, The Bachelor wasn't so bad, so I'm kind of okay with it. I think I can watch next week.
Well, and I love that they were in Singapore. I love
Yeah,
the
that the
scenery
date on the
and, you know,
bungee jumping date, the skyline and all that was awesome.
yeah. And how about that bungee jump? That
Yeah,
was
that was stupid. I fast
crazy.
forwarded. I'm like, I'm not wasting my time being like, I this is the simile to my life. I'm jumping into love head first. Yeah.
Only did it because you did it. You
Yeah.
made me brave.
Oh, spit your hamburger in my mouth. Might as well. All right. Below Deck finale.
Was kind of a
Yeah.
letdown.
They
All
don't
like
party
were
as much as
friends.
the other crew.
No, I don't think there's any place
Well,
to
because the other
go.
season we watched with Kate, they partied on that one.
That's because they were in the
I'm trying to remember who
Caribbean.
else was with her on that one.
They were in the Caribbean because they weren't in the Caribbean. That's usually their stomping grounds. They weren't there this season because of the
Yeah, I
hurricanes
know,
that
but
were so
who was
bad last
there?
year.
I don't care where they were going.
Well, I don't know. I just remember her and the captain.
I can't remember, but they definitely partied more on that season because she slipped on Junk Jesus's boat.
Yes, I
Yeah.
remember that. I can't wait for the
I
reunion.
know.
That's the best.
Well,
I'm not sure if I liked the way, what's her name? The third stew that nobody likes. That's always Sori.
Yeah, I think her name's
Lauren. That she got on to Adrian like well, that.
I agreed with him. If you never said anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it doesn't seem like he was that inappropriate. He was making like stupid high school boy jokes. Like, oh, does the cake look like a boob?
And, in my opinion, you know? In this whole Me Too movement of the world, I mean, people say things that can offend you every single day. So they could say, you know, I like your hair better short or something, and that can offend you. But if you don't say back, that's inappropriate, that offends me, then I don't think that you have the right to be mad. And if you say that and they keep doing that, that's whenever it's an offensive.
Yeah.
You're crossing the line.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wait, you know, 5 months down the road and say, oh, by the way, you were so inappropriate.
Yeah. And it's not like he.
It's like, well, I didn't think you minded.
And it's not like he was her boss that she felt like she couldn't stand up to him. They were friends.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Yeah, I didn't really care for that, and then it makes him look like a jerk on TV.
He's the Zen like yogi, like
Yeah.
I think he liked her and was trying to get her to laugh and like him.
Yeah, and he was like a silly. He's like just a silly boy. Yeah. He's not a man.
He's not Ashton.
Not like Ashton. Yeah.
The funniest part of the show was when Tyler, the newest deckhand, was like, man, I feel so rested. And they were like, yeah, you were sleeping in the bar. Full night's rest in the bar.
How gross drunk was he?
They're lucky he didn't get, like, arrested in a foreign country.
I know. But they were all drunk. You saw when they were getting back and they were all, like, trying to eat in the kitchen and... They will all and then go to sleep all.
They're so I can't those beds in the rooms. Ugh.
Yeah. Stink. Yeah. Ugh. Well, so I think it was kind of the girls from the last charter. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't that big of a I thought the gays were more interesting, but
yeah.
I don't know. Just thought it could have been a better season. It wasn't the best.
And Kate said, get the hose.
I'm still watching. Yeah.
I was waiting for that. I was hoping they were going to waterboard her.
Yeah. I have one more quote from the show. This is from, I think it might have been from last night. It might have been a repeat, but it was still about the same charter members, the spoiled girls. Josiah said, oh, she wrapped herself in some kind of shame cocoon when she was in that blanket. They said, get the hose. She wrapped herself in a shame cocoon.
I did like the comments from Kate that they were like, she was like, she's the rich girl in school and everybody's just being her friend so they can come on a cool trip.
Yeah. I love Kate. The girl that quit, Caroline, the first third stew, she was on Heather McDonald.
Oh, really?
And yes. And it seemed like, 2 minutes into it, Heather's asking her, so what happened? What was your experience? Whatever. She starts saying all this stuff and it was so obvious. Heather was like, oh, okay. Okay, like she's like, I hurt my foot, and then I knew they were gonna gang up on me, and it was like, I hope she's on the reunion because she is just. She said she tried to contact the captain. What's his
Lee?
Name? Can't think of it. Yeah, Captain Lee for months, and he just refuses to answer or get. And she goes, so Heather says, how'd you try to get in touch with him? Do you have his email? Do you have a phone number? And she goes, well, I message him and I send him DMs on Instagram. And she goes, well, he probably doesn't do his own social media stuff. It's like Heather was like, just like, shut up, you ninny. I thought it was funny. I also appreciate
when Kate said, I don't think Adrian's a bad person. I think he's an insecure person. She's very wise. Seashells on the table or whatever.
Yes. And that other ugly thing he pulled out of the ocean. Just imagine how stinky that thing was.
I don't even know. Well, I watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was there one this week?
Yeah, I watched the competition, and I'm in love with Frankie Jr.
Oh, yeah. They didn't show him enough.
He probably has nothing to say either. He looked good, though.
I don't know. Dolores has a lot to say, and his dad's...
He's a bullshitter for sure. Yeah. He's a quote-unquote lawyer.
Yeah. Rubbing down Teresa like that, getting ready
for
her show.
Don't show Joe.
Wait till Joe sees that.
Teresa looked good.
She did look good. She's early 40s. I thought she did a good job with her chicken.
Yeah,
good
you saw job. Her eating it at the restaurant. That's going to be my next step. I'm going to have to bring my own chicken to the restaurant.
No, you're not.
Well, if you think about it, like, in the sense that this is their job to go to these things, and her eating there is not as weird. You know, it's not like, oh, let's all go out for fun. You know, they're going to work.
Yeah, the reason that they're making the restaurant trip in the first place. So she's bringing her lunch to
instead
work.
Of eating out. So I'm like, it's not that weird when you really think about it, but...
Otherwise, she should have just
stayed home. Exactly. They're out of town. They're in Mexico.
Yes. And
Margaret told the Turkish one that her mouth was like a butthole.
Yes. Monkey's asshole.
She's funny.
I did see that. That's perfect.
She was on Watch What Happens Live. No.
Dolores?
Margaret.
I mean, Margaret? Marge?
She's funny.
I think she's funny. I think she's pretty real. She's my favorite.
Yeah.
I didn't like her last season or the first season, but she's grown.
Danielle's husband said at a party, I missed that episode, I guess, last week, the end of last week, that Margaret was ugly or something and Joe was going to fight him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny.
He said, you're just jealous because when Danielle walks in a room, everybody turns to look. When Margaret walks in the room, people run away or something like that. Like,
that's pretty harsh.
Man, that is harsh.
Yeah. And your mama's a bitch.
Yeah. You prostitution whore. Well, let's see what else happened on. I love the your mouth is like a monkey's asshole. I love that. I don't remember what else because I can't find my page with my notes on it.
Well,
they did a competition, and Dolores' son is very nice looking.
That's all the notes I had was Mexico,
and a good looking son.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's weird that what's her name with the big mouth? The Turkish one?
Jessica?
Jennifer. Is it Jennifer? It starts with a J. She's been married 15 years and her husband has never let her like go down or anything. And now all of a sudden she's on two trips with the girls. He must need business for his practice.
Well,
he must need some.
Who was that
client.
Person on The Real Housewives of OC that was this storyline? Didn't he die?
Which one?
On The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, but husband? Was he a
pilot? Someone died.
Oh, he committed suicide.
That was their storyline.
It was that
What are you not understanding?
Say what you...
Their storyline was the same storyline as this girl on New Jersey. She'd never
that
left
he would
the
never
house.
Go anywhere.
They always worked. Okay, it was the same storyline.
Yeah. Well, he committed suicide. Yeah. I what was her name? Taylor. Yeah. Her name was Taylor with those big, amazing lips. She had a monkey's ass lips, too. Yeah, I find that, I mean, I just can't help but being too analytical and thinking about their reasons for being on the show, because that's really what it's about. It's not like, oh, we're just this group of friends that we just happen to have TV cameras
following us. No, they audition or apply or whatever.
Yeah, and go on for their own motives and their own reasons.
Yeah.
I think the only show that is not like that is the Shaws, because they're all childhood
friends. Yeah, I think
they
were all just meant to be stars.
Yeah, and they just let the cameras follow them. And Vanderpump, too. When Vanderpump started, they were just all working at that restaurant.
Yeah, true. And they all still are. I mean, it's all the same people.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, give or take.
Got James.
Well,
Billy.
James was their friend from Europe.
Lisa's friends with the
parents. And the kid, the boy, is friends with James.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I remember.
They haven't showed him lately.
Or Portia, really.
Oh, honey, it's Pandora.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Portia is Mauricio's kid.
Portia. Right. And on Atlanta.
Yeah. Same thing. Starts with a P.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't think of naming my baby Portia.
Or Pandora.
Oh. Yeah.
Ew, Pandy.
Pandora.
Come here, Pandy. What other shows were there? That's all I watched. I'm so excited for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't know if I am.
I just love Erica Jane.
I know. I'll have to give her another chance.
She's like Kate. She's like kind of bitchy, but she's right.
Yeah. You know? I just feel like she was, I don't know, you know, she's kind of Anna Nicole-ish. I mean, she was a waitress. And
but she's
married
not stupid.
This, you know, that's 40 years older than her.
I kind of believe that she actually likes him. She's smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
We watched Heather Dubrow's house tour on YouTube.
Is that
it's disgusting? I didn't like one single thing. I watched all of them.
No, and it's like it's just obnoxious. I think the best part of the house is like the backyard infinity pool. And
did you see the living room kitchen tour?
No.
Oh.
Not today. I have seen it in the past.
Okay. Well,
I don't remember.
Okay. Okay. Every episode of this on their YouTube channel makes them seem, after I've listened to their podcast, what made me like them a lot, made them really relatable, nice, normal people, the exact opposite on the YouTube videos. She's like, she's walking around and she's like, this is a one-of-a-kind $700 million piece of art. And it was custom made for me. So isn't it just amazing? And this is the only couch like this in the world. It's the largest sectional to ever be made for me. Like, it's, and it's like, I think she's trying to be funny about it, but it's making it even worse.
No, I think she's pretty conceited and.
Yeah, but didn't you think on the podcast they're likable?
I think he is.
Well, they
I don't think she is.
They interview him and he's like, yes, this house cost me $50 million to build and that's because I'm rich. Like, that's seriously how the videos are. Like, I don't know who edited it and who thought that that was a good idea, but it's like they're trying to make it be funny that they're so rich, and it's like it's a major turnoff.
It's obnoxious.
And she's like,
I know.
This is my island. This is the sit down island. This is the cooking island. And you sit down at this island and you cook at this island. And right, well, here we have a trough in the middle of the island, and we can fill it with ice and have caviar while we're having dinner parties. Like, it's so repulsive.
Yeah. And put in our champs.
Yeah.
Because we have the champs. Well, when she was still on the Housewives, they were building the house. And there was a segment where she's having a meeting with her contractor, and they are discussing the ice machine.
Yeah, the shape
and
of the ice.
Shape of the ice cubes that needed to be made. And it was like, oh my God. I mean, how disgusting can you be?
So,
yeah. How about, did you want to talk about the fire?
I did just want to say one thing about that. Money can't buy you class. the fire festival?
You are a good singer.
I'm as good as Leanne.
Well, of course, darling.
Yeah, we watched the fire festival documentary on Netflix.
I know. I keep wanting to call it Fry.
It smells
too much like yeah, like the person
my friend,
in the booth.
My friend from the gym was like, I saw you posted that and I couldn't sound out that word. I was like, it's fire. She was like, oh.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
I think it's honestly mind-blowing that they could create this thing and get away with it being so bad.
And it called it off instead of being so arrogant, thinking, no, we're going to do it. If he would have called it off just a week before, he'd have gotten away with it.
Well, and it's like, you know, if there's 100 steps to creating a festival, I really feel like they completed 99 of them. And then they just couldn't, right at the end, figure it out. And it's just like, first of all, how do you create a festival? They don't know.
Well,
they obviously don't know either, but.
Well, I think they had a series of unfortunate events. Like, if they'd have been able to stay at Pablo Escobar's island, that would have been much better. But they were kicked off.
What?
Their first venue was going to be Pablo Escobar's island.
Oh.
And they got kicked off of that.
To that other island?
Because they claimed they owned it, and they didn't own it.
Oh.
And the real owner said, you're not doing this.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I didn't realize that.
You didn't catch that. Okay. Well, then when they had to go to that other island, the other island was not equipped to handle.
I see.
That was the biggest unfortunate event that happened.
Well, I mean, they got all these models to go to this island and make a video, like,
yeah, to promote it.
Just that is amazing that they could do that.
How much did they get paid? Did they say?
The models?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they had like 12.
I don't know.
10 of them. And big time.
Well, they said that to post that picture on their Instagram, it was like $10,000 or $100,000 or something to post the picture.
Yeah. I know. It's just, yeah, he had all the right moves, but just a couple of missteps and unfortunate turns of events, like when it rained the day before.
I have something else to say.
Okay.
I don't think he's a bad person. I think he's an insecure person.
I think he's a crook.
I think he wants to be cool because he's always been a loser nerd. And he's
a big fat, a chubby boy.
Loser nerd. And he's
got picked on.
Yeah. And now he's like, oh, now I have some power. And then took it too far.
And I have one more thing to say.
What?
Why the heck did Ja Rule not get in trouble? That's what I want to
know.
Because
Ja Rule played his cards right. And I guess played himself as a advertiser and not a creator of the thing.
Didn't put his name on any of the documents.
Nope.
Yeah.
Just like.
Because that's how he got busted. He got, he was with fraud. He yeah. had fraud.
You well, know, just like
money laundering.
Kendall Jenner or whatever, she's not in trouble. She was just an advertiser.
Right. Right. But yeah.
Ja Rule was.
Ja Rule got off scot
free. He was in
He's
it.
He's in partnership with somebody else.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, well, that guy's going to get out. You mark my words, and he's going to do something else again. Because he's an operator.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Billy.
Billy McFarland.
Yeah. That's enough to make fun of him just for that.
Billy McFarland.
Yeah.
yeah. But anyway, so that was very interesting. And what else
I love about? Shows like that. It's like E! True Hollywood Story. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
We used to watch marathons on E! Like the entire day in the summer.
I know.
Good times.
It's good. I know.
I have notes. The Super Bowl is coming.
Poo poo.
We don't care.
No. Saints were robbed. Not watching it.
Well, I never care about football, but I'm here for the controversial halftime show. I can't wait.
Yeah. The NFL canceled Maroon 5's press conference. For some reason, and I still don't know what it is. They briefly touched on it this morning on the news, on the non-cable news that I was watching.
On PBS.
yeah, with my antenna. And they just said that, you know, all of the controversy with Kaepernick and, you know, and the other entertainer vowed to donate, like, I don't know, $100,000 to some cause if, you know, because he was going to do the Super Bowl halftime show. I don't know. Like he was a traitor or something.
Man.
So dumb.
Well.
So, yeah, we can watch it.
Yeah, I'll be here for that. I have another interesting pop culture thing. Did you see Bradley Cooper sang with Lady Gaga on stage on her Vegas residency?
Oh, yeah. They're doing it.
I almost cried. She calls him up, you know, from he's sitting with her fiance in the audience, actually.
She is a fiance?
Yeah, I think they're still engaged.
But they had broke up. Is it a new one?
It's some old guy.
Oh.
I don't know. But,
okay.
She's like, my friend Bradley Cooper is in the audience. And, you know, everybody starts screaming. And she's like, I was wondering if you would be interested in singing a song. And everybody's like, going crazy. And so, you know, they're going crazy. And she's like, they want to hear you, Bradley. And so he gets up and everybody's going crazy. And so he gets on stage. And then they sing together. And it's so nice. And she's wearing this bright orange lipstick. But
are you gonna sing a few bars?
Yeah.
Tell me something, girl.
And of course he's wearing like an LA Dodgers hat, like so like, oh, I'm just
so great.
I'm just so casual so at this show. Wear my Dodgers hat.
I just stumbled in while I was outside playing cake.
Yeah, she's like, I have an old friend in the audience.
yeah, that was pretty cool, though. Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to be there.
Yeah, imagine if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go see Lady Gaga in Vegas. You know, I paid $500 for this ticket because they're all at least $500. And then Bradley Cooper gets on
Bradley
stage.
Bradley Cooper's there.
What are the odds of that?
I know. Bonus.
I know. But
jackpot.
I love how she plays like the piano like a crazy person. I love that.
Like a banshee.
Yeah, she's freaking insane. I love it. She's completely committed to the brand of the crazy artist. So
yeah, she is.
You know, and it's not like she pretend like what's her name? Taylor Swift, where she was something for a little bit, then changed to something for the people, and then changed.
Oh, no.
You know, she's always just been
with this common.
Yeah. Lady Gaga's always just been a freak. She was a freak whenever she was younger. You know, she's just weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, I want to wear this orange lipstick. It's literally like, I don't know what it is. It's like glow in the dark paint on her face, on her lips.
Was her hair blue yes. or anything?
Yeah, and she was wearing like a rocker t-shirt and panties and fishnets and thigh-high boots.
Just doesn't seem like Bradley Cooper's type, though.
Yeah, the person he's with is a supermodel.
Oh. Well.
I don't know. So. Who That's all I have. I did have that you can throw a bucket of water outside in Chicago and it freezes.
That's amazing. I'm tired of hearing about the weather, though.
Yeah, that's...
We're not having any of it over here.
Well, I wake up at 7, and that's whenever, you know, like, the news... International. What's it called?
The headlines.
Yeah, the news starts, and it's literally, like, breaking news, freezing temperatures, rain, plane delays. And I'm like, I only watch for 10 minutes, and that's it for the first 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, well, I don't need to watch it anymore.
Yeah, and Al Roker's like, 129,000 million people affected.
Yeah.
It's like, that number means nothing.
And he's in the snow, in the wind.
Yeah. Well, I heard of a new thing. Like, it seemed like, you know, you hear something and then all of a sudden you hear it all the time. Not too long ago called...
Charcuterie board?
That, yes. I never in my life heard that word before. Now I hear it everywhere. But the word or phrase, side hustle.
Oh, yeah, Gary.
You know what the side hustle is?
That's all Gary Vee talks about is his side hustle.
Maybe he coined it, but I even read an article about millennials and college, and if they don't have, I mean, it's like a serious article I'm reading online, and it talks about if they don't have a side hustle. I mean, it's not somebody like Gary Vee talking. It's like, I'm like, what the heck is this side hustle everybody's talking about?
You could call this podcast a side hustle.
Yeah, we have a side hustle. Yeah. I like it.
Well, Gary Vee says, if you work 8 hours a day, you sleep 7 hours a day, so that's 15 hours.
Yeah.
You have how many? 24 minus 15. You have 9 hours, right?
To
do your side hustle.
Dang.
Yeah, he's like 9 hours a day, 7 days a week. And on the weekends, he was like, you probably have more than 9 hours to do your side hustle.
That's amazing to think about how much time people waste.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's not taking into consideration a 30-minute drive to work.
Cooking.
Yeah. But that's just a good example. Instead of 9 hours of side hustle, 5 hours of side hustle. That's still a lot. 5 hours a day?
Yeah.
So,
sure, right. Well, I learned that word, and also there is a new thing that's blowing up. It's called a tech detox vacation.
Nope, not doing it.
And you literally book your vacation to this island and hotel resort that has zero access,
not doing
it. Phones, internet.
That's stupid.
I did that last night.
That's stupid. In 25 years, we're gonna look back at that and be like, wow, it'll be like the freaking prohibition.
Yeah. It's like, why did we ever think we could live without that?
Or why did we think that was necessary? Uh-huh. Like, it's the freaking devil.
Yeah, I know. It's like, why do I need to go on vacation and not have access to my phone? It's not like, I mean...
Oh, I need to go on vacation and not have access to chocolate. Really. That would be more beneficial for me.
I mean, I don't need a vacation from my phone. I need a vacation from my life. My phone is... I mean, I guess that doesn't make sense, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just need to get away. I'm bringing my phone with me.
People are crazy, man.
I know. So it's a it's called a tech detox.
Yeah.
Resort.
I'd rather have a charcuterie board.
You have to ask yourself, does your phone give you joy?
Yes.
They're mixing in some Marie Kondo in that.
Yeah. I'd rather make a charcuterie board.
I would too. We should do that this weekend. We should do that for the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, all I care about is the snacks in room 5.
We'll do a charcuterie board.
I know.
How do you say it? Charcuterie?
Charcuterie. I don't know. It's spelled like cuttery at the end.
Charcuterie?
I don't know.
I saw a segment this morning on the Today Show that said it was a cheese board.
Well, if it has meats, it's charcuterie.
Okay. Like beef jerky.
Well, or pepperoni.
Salamis, yeah.
Yeah, that's charcuterie.
Okay. We're going to make one. Okay. I even have butcher block. Not a butcher block.
Wood.
Yeah, what do you call it? A cutting board. A wood, yeah. Put it on. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's okay. All I have to say.
All right. Quick catch up on 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was just right. Yep. I missed it.
Me too. We have our little chats.
Yeah.
Mother knows best, remember.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. And tell your friends to listen to our podcast. You can listen to us on Spotify.
Yes.
Everybody has Spotify except for you.
See you next week.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.